His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Good morning, and happy day after 4th of July. And I hope everybody's having a great weekend so far.
Yay.
And hope that you had a great time yesterday celebrating with friends and family for the wonderful independence that we have gained in the United States.
Yes, and hallelujah.
Yes, we're just so thankful to those, our early fathers, and those that fought to break away from British rule and to bring independence to the United States. And I was just kind of thinking about that and chat a little bit after I introduce those two that are here. Cynthia West, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, the British are coming. The British are coming. They're still coming. We ain't giving up.
And Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe I should say the Puerto Rico's coming. The Puerto Ricans are coming. Spain. Canary Islands.
That's right. Everybody to America.
Don't start with the borders being open. No. I'm not going there. Okay, fine.
I was going to say in the right way.
In the right way, yes.
Come
Lord.
The right way.
Amen.
We welcome everyone.
Yes.
And, you know, I follow this family on Facebook, and they're Romanian. I think the husband grew up here in the States, but he's Romanian. And they had posted a video yesterday. They got six little ones. The oldest one is 8, I think. And they took a trip yesterday, I guess, to watch the fireworks somewhere. And they had all their little red shirts on with the American flag. Mm. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of times people from other countries that come
are more patriotic.
Appreciate our country more than maybe some that have grown up here. Mm-hmm. You know, and we end up not taking advantage, but kind of, you know, losing our our excitement. What is the word? What is the word for it?
Excitement over America?
Yeah, in the just the awesomeness, you know.
Awesomeness.
But what other people, because it's always somebody else who fought to give you what you have. It's like with our military. Our military has to fight the wars to keep those wars from coming onto our soil. Fighting in other countries and giving their lives to protect and defend America. So as far as our spiritual life goes, you know.
Well, I for one can say I'm very, very thankful to America. Very, very happy to be here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh. Amen. Thank you for the latest upstart in Britain with the voting.
I know. Did you see my text?
Hallelujah.
I sent you a text
yes,
at
hallelujah.
About 1 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
1 o'clock this
change.
Morning.
Change. Yes. Say yes. Please.
Yeah. There's a
ASAP.
Shift.
Yes. Yeah.
There's things happening.
Bring it.
Like, I don't think Sunak, is that his name, was expecting.
I forget already what his name was. I don't remember.
I don't think they were expecting a landslide.
Nope.
That was when he gave his little 2-minute concession speech. It's like he was like stunned.
That's God.
Really stunned.
That's God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's things happening everywhere. And it's interesting because, you know, I know Cynthia's been sharing a lot about being in that place of rest. Right. And then you're talking about cleaning house.
Right.
And I'm like, put those two together, you know. But I just God is doing. There's no words to what God is doing. Let's just make it clear. But even when you were saying how you sent her something at 1 a.m. OK, like even in our sleep, like. Our spirit is indwelling, right, with his spirit.
Yeah.
And he's doing, I know for me, I can speak personally, I'm experiencing things in my sleep. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sleeping.
Hallelujah, I can attest to that.
And I'm awake and my body is sleeping, but it's like he's calling forth what's inside of me, right? And here I am sleeping, and yet, like the night before last, he's telling me, and it's his voice, and he's like, daughter, speak life right now.
Yes,
start speaking life over everything, over everyone. Start speaking life. It's life-giving words. It's what comes out of my mouth. You need to speak what I am speaking, like speak life. So that whole entire 8-hour period, I don't know what how many hours I know, but I'm literally, my spirit is up with him. I'm by the way, I'm resting. I'm resting, but he has me doing things with him, like in the spirit.
Yeah.
And I trust him. And so, and you know, my life belongs to him. And so I just started speaking life. I just started speaking life to everyone and everything, and get this, in the morning I'm refreshed. Even though I felt like the whole entire night he was saying speak life to this, to speak life to this, speak life to that, and he's just doing, like even this morning he's doing the miraculous.
Definitely.
Well, like Cynthia, what we were talking a few minutes ago, that there's so much happening that we cannot contain everything. But, you know, in Song of Solomon, it says there that I slept, but my heart was awake.
There you go.
Amen.
Amen.
And I can attest also to that because I've been having dreams. And it's like in the dream, it might just be a little quick one, but it's like, oh, there's the answer right there.
Yes.
And it was like, it's like the Lord is just fixing stuff.
Yes.
That's what I feel like. He's fixing things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, I remember a few months back when I had that word that he was going to, that maybe we have some long-standing issues, personal issues, you know, maybe things we've been struggling with, and that the Lord himself is going to be the one to bring those things. It's not, you're not going to have your friends pray it out, you're not going to have somebody bring deliverance to you. It's the Lord himself wants to give you the pleasure of doing it himself.
That's
kind of what I experienced that in
definitely.
A couple of nights ago in one of my dreams.
It's definitely a one-to-one. It's like Pam said, was it last week? It was just her and Jesus, and he wants to meet us on a one-to-one basis, and we have to be willing.
Yeah. Right.
the condition is you have to be willing to want to sit on his lap, you know, and hold the Father, be with Father, learn of Father, and allow him to be Father, you know, because he's saying, my child. You know, I there are things I have to show you. I desire to show you so much. It's my heart's desire to show you these things, you know. And this is where it has to be a one-to-one. That's why he's got you. at 2 a.m. or whatever it is, and you know, whatever, because you are totally, you know, and you know, the world isn't like invading you, and you're his,
and that's how he works.
Yes,
I mean, every time you open your Bible and open up his alive and active word, right? It's like Abraham, Moses, you know, all are called to himself, are called to him. And he has a one-to-one conversation with them first before they do anything in his name.
Yes.
Before any greatness comes out of them.
Yes.
It's that one-to-one connection. It's that personal relationship with him.
Hannah didn't get her baby until she got on her knee, fell on her knees, and she wailed. She didn't just wail, she wailed to the Lord.
Yes.
To the Lord.
Yes.
That's why that is important, that aspect of
the
it,
wailing.
You know.
And we have to get to that desperate place where it's God, if you don't do it.
And again,
I'm going to quit if you don't do it.
That's that's where the limp comes in.
That's right.
Have you wrestled with the angel yet?
Yes. And I think we have many of those in our lives. You know, I was reading this prophetic word the other day from Dave Roberson Ministries, and he's saying, the caption ahead is in those pressing times of life, turn to me in the times of weakness and in those pressing times in life. Mm-hmm. Turn to me when your soul is clamoring for a break from pressure, clamoring for rest, and clamoring for relief. Mm-hmm. Mark those times as times to give yourself over to me.
Amen.
For this is the change needed to turn me in all things. Mm-hmm. For some, this turn will bring about the change that they've been crying out to me for.
Wow.
This one change will bring about the strength that many have been asking me for, that which their walk with me has needed. And it says, the missing ingredient, many of you do not understand, as you are ministering to me and worshiping and handling my word in the lips of worship and spending those times in my presence, I am able to pour my love into the reservoir of the unlimited capacity of your born-again spirit.
There you go.
And that this is the residency of that love that shortens the fight. Many do not understand that the added ingredient to win over emotions is my love that is being magnified in you, which sustains you and causes you to win. The missing ingredient is my love within you to sustain. For many try without preparing their hearts and without baptizing themselves in my love and spending time giving thanks for these things to God and the Father. And those who do not spend that time take the long road and are not fully equipped for the battle. Therefore, many may abort before their time. And then it goes on to talk more about spending time with him. And we've been talking, the Lord is equipping us now for what is ahead immediately. The
imminent. Yes. Now.
Yes. And, you know, that's been our cry on here, you know, in one way or another, that we're just trying to encourage those that are flailing around and don't know which way to turn or go. You can never go wrong. You got to turn to the Lord. I mean, there's no other way. There's nothing. Your friends aren't going to help.
There you go.
Your prayer partners aren't going to help. This is a thing, like Cynthia was saying, between you and God. You've got to get to that place in your life where it's you and him and him and you.
And again, I feel that's the importance about the 4th of July.
Yes.
You know, it encompasses, you know, the battle was won by, you know, weakened, you know, if I've got my American history correct, the soldiers were weak. You know, some didn't have shoes on. It was snowing. It was so cold. It was, you know, so cold. They had literally, it was for the farmers and those who had, for the everyday people.
Yes. Right.
For the everyday man. That's us. That's us. And I believe Almighty God was with every one of those soldiers. every one of those, you know. I can weep when I think, you know, the American, I call it anthem, you know.
The National American anthem.
Comes on, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, yeah. You know. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. Can you see? But our flag is still flying, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. If that isn't the truth, and if that isn't a sign of God, you know. You know, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation there, but it was just so reminiscent for mm-hmm. such a time as this now.
Yeah.
That God is, everything is, you know, before you can say, oh, such and such happened, something else has happened, something right, else has right. been disclosed.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking spiritually,
yeah.
how
yeah.
we are being affected spiritually, mm-hmm. but even in the real world around us, you know, you've got so much being uncovered, truth is being uncovered so much, you know. There was a murder, the police murdered this chap. They've now realized it was lies. Mm-hmm. The bringing forth of it was not true. Would you believe?
Imagine
for
that.
Such a time as this, it was not true. They now have showing the reality, the real tapes, the real body cams. You know, there's a medical chemical company that's apologizing for medicines that they distributed. Would you believe for such a time? It's lie. They did wrong, and their falsities are coming to life. And they're trying to apologize. You want to apologize? You know, I have to contain myself. And I'm going to mention the 6th of January. Don't go there. There's so much tape and reality that's coming out about that. The truth is coming out so fast. Bam, 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 bam. Thank you, Jesus. It's time. And I think it's the fact that Satan operates in lies, and he's been honing in his heaviness and the darkness is built on lies. And now that the lies are being uncovered and being brought forth and shown forth, that's why in the spirit we feel, what? Yeah, things are coming to light for us. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
That God is coming in and with himself and dispelling the lies, and that's why we're beginning to feel, you know, we've been encumbered so much by the darkness, and now it's lifting. The truth is coming out one by one by one by one, and there's more to come, and that is why we're feeling elevated, and we can feel more of the impact of our God. You know, best me just putting it in
happening in the world.
That's my way. The spiritual with and the physical, because if it doesn't happen in the spiritual, it, you know, it won't happen in the physical.
Yes.
So that's why I'm trying to bring the two.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we do know why we're feeling this wonderful way, because our God yes. is coming.
Amen.
He is coming in his righteousness
yeah.
with, you know, his wonderful the fear of awesome reverential fear of Almighty God is falling and bringing forth the reality of him, you know. And I'll stop for a moment.
So I don't know if this ties into that at all.
Okay, go for it.
We all bring part.
Yeah. So I was reading yesterday when Paul and Silas were in prison in Acts 16, and after they had gone through, you know, they had been beaten, they were thrown in prison, they were singing and doing everything, and then they shared the word of the Lord with the jailer. It says, the next morning, the city officials sent the police to tell the jailer, let those men go.
Hey!
So the jailer told Paul, the city officials have said you and Silas are free to go, leave in peace. And Paul replied, they have publicly beaten us without a trial. Mm. And put us in prison, and we are Roman citizens. So now they want us to leave secretly?
Uh-huh.
Certainly not. Mm-hmm. Let them come themselves to release us.
Amen.
When the police reported this, the city officials were alarmed to learn that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens. So they came to the jail and apologized to them. Mm-hmm. Then they brought them out and begged them to leave the city. When Paul and Silas left the prison, they returned to the home of Lydia, and there they met with the other believers and encouraged them. But just that little little bit there, Paul's like, no.
Yeah.
You dragged us. Jesus. So think about how the enemy mm-hmm. has come against the church mm-hmm. forever. You know, this has been going on forever. Mm. But, you know, just the mockery mm-hmm. and all the other stuff that's been being hurled against the church. Mm-hmm. And so maybe these little things that are being exposed, mm-hmm. you know, that's what the Lord's telling us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting because even before that took place with Paul and Silas, they got to that place of praise.
Amen.
And they
yes.
got to
Amen.
That yeah. place yes. that even in the circumstances, mm-hmm. their lips mm-hmm. praise the Lord. And it's interesting that you bring that up because this morning I've just been feeling such a stirring. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since I got physically up as well. and I was just linking arms with him, linking mm-hmm. arms with my father. And I just began to prophesy and I just began to praise mm-hmm. him. And I was just getting so excited. Mm-hmm. Even though circumstances haven't changed, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about even circumstances in my family, mm-hmm. circumstances Yet. In my community,
Yet.
Circumstances in the Treasure Coast mm-hmm. where we live mm-hmm. in, circumstances in our nation per se. But it was like when we are one with Jesus, as Jesus is one with the Father, and we become one with them, mm-hmm. and we link arms, mm-hmm. and we get involved in what he's doing in the Spirit, there's victory. Yeah. And so this morning, I was linking arms, no matter what things look like, I was choosing to praise him. Mm-hmm. I was choosing, like he had, you know, commanded me the night before last, speak life. Mm-hmm. I am choosing to do what he's saying. Like you were saying, my sister Cynthia, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the weakness, you know, like, you know, he uses the weak. And when you're, Karen, when you opened up the broadcast and you were talking about the men and women mm-hmm. before us, mm-hmm. how they were used in a mighty way, you know, it's just all coming together. Even cleaning house, it's taking me back again with Gideon, you know, in Judges 6, where I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, when that one-to-one mm-hmm. started happening between him and God, okay, because it was a one-to-one experience with him. When God met Gideon, he was weak, and he came from a weak generation, mm-hmm. a weak lineage. But God again chose him. And in their encounter, God wanted Gideon to deal with his own backyard first. Okay, mm-hmm. so we have to deal with our own backyards first, okay? And one of the first things that God had Gideon do, he said, remove the Asher poles mm-hmm. and remove the altar of Baal mm-hmm. in your very own backyard, in the previous generation.
It was his father.
So yeah. it was current yeah. generation yep. and previous generation. Mm-hmm. And he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm paraphrasing, guys. You read it yourself, mm-hmm. Judges 6. Mm-hmm. He was like, whoa, 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 this is how I see him. Okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it at night. But, you know, God honored that, right? Mm-hmm. God honored him just even doing it afraid, willing to do it, okay, in his weakness mm-hmm. and doing it at night. And he did it, and of course his life was threatened and everything. But you see, that one-to-one had to happen first with him and the Father, right? Him making himself known to him saying, look, I'm not moved by your weakness because it's going to be through me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be through my hands. I just need you to say yes, and I need you to just follow my lead, okay? I'm going to take you places that mm-hmm. you've never been before. He wants to take us places we've never been before. Mm-hmm. He wants to grab our hand and say, come, daughter. Come, son. Mm-hmm. I'm taking you through this way. Mm-hmm. And again, we said this before, a way that you've never been. Mm-hmm. But trust me. Just do what I am commanding you to do. Do what I'm expecting you to do. Do what I'm requiring you to do. Do what I'm saying to do. I don't know how how to break it down more clear. But, you know, just link arms with him, no matter how crazy it looks like, no matter, I mean, just do it and you'll see the fruit. Just do it and you'll see the outcomes of victory. Just do it, you know, and you know, after Gideon did what he did in his own backyard, right? God used him. And he was then ready for the war. So I believe, and I don't have the full message at hand, but I believe God is, again, requiring some things of all of us to get to that, get ready for war. Get ready, army. Get ready.
Yeah. An aspect that I've been noticing is that he is eager for us to love him and everything that he's given us. He is. God is love. Everything he does, he wants us to come in to learn more about him, learn more about his love. He wants us to be joyful throughout all this that's happening. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to do it, to be in joy. Joy is something nobody can take away from you, because it doesn't matter what's happening around you. You have joy in you. He wants us to just walk in all that he's given us. I believe now is the time he is eager and wants us more and more to walk in everything that he's given us. Walk under the covering of the blood. Walk in his love. Walk in his peace, which passes all understanding. Know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And to be to just walk, to learn to walk in all that he's given us thus far. It's, and the most important thing he's been bringing to me recently is that light puts out the darkness.
Yes,
we hear it. We hear it all the time. Oh, light puts out the darkness. You know, the dark. No, grab hold of it and remember. You know, it's not so much a binding and loosing and no, just be who you are.
Amen.
You are the light of the world. You know, you have Jesus in you. You carry the light. You just being there puts out the darkness, puts out the darkness. And the darkness has never overcome the light. Because what do we have in us? We have the gospel. We carry the gospel. We carry Jesus. We carry the gospel. And the gospel is the one of the mightiest weapons that there is. That is what Jesus dispelled the darkness in his day with, was the gospel. The knowledge of the Lord. The coming of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so that is a part. He wants us to be joyful, happy, and at peace. Those are just three things I can
absolutely,
I can,
because that's the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you know, you had mentioned about he's I feel like he's making every scriptures like, hello,
yes,
this is true, this is real. You know, we've glossed over. I've done it myself. You know, you just read and you just kind of, you know, gloss over things. And then, you know, you pick what you want. You pick your favorite ones. But the other day I was in Psalm 91, and I'm looking at how many awesome promises are there.
Yes.
And it's not just about protection. It's about all this other stuff.
Yes.
When you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you will find rest. You'll find rest when you dwell in the Lord.
Yes.
Thinking about him, meditating on him, meditating on his word.
That's true peace.
When you declare, when you declare out of your lips, when you declare about the Lord, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. When you do that, he will rescue you from every trap.
Amen.
He'll protect you from deadly disease. He'll cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. His promises, everything in the word, everything there is your armor and your protection. That's why we have to know the word.
Yes.
He says, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 dying around you, these evils will not touch you. That's a promise. When you dwell.
It shall
when not. You dwell, it's not going to touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. God punishes the wicked. You don't have to do anything. You stand and look and see that God does it for you. And if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. You know, and I just had like this quick little picture of some of the, we had been in the islands, you know, so when you're, maybe we would be out hiking and without any shelter or anything, you know, pouring down rain and stuff. So we would look for a place where we could kind of get out of the rain a little bit. So it's like we had to do something to put ourselves in a safer place. And this is what the Lord's saying. If you make him your refuge and you make him your shelter, no evil will conquer you. And no plague will come near your home.
You preach, preach. Come on.
He will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. It's like, hello, you know, we're not even aware of all the stuff that God does for us.
Yes.
We're over here, you know, crying about this or that. They're angels, they'll uphold you with their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon the lions and the cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Those are all those lion spirits. Those lion devils, all kind of devils,
yes,
religious devils, all kind of things that come after you. They're lies, they're lies. So the Lord said, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I'll be with them in trouble, and I will rescue and honor them. And I will reward them with a long life. And give them my salvation. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine Almighty God said that?
Yes.
To us.
Yes.
Each one of us. And he put it in writing.
Yes.
He put it in writing.
And when his word goes out, it will not return void. So we just declare this over
Lord,
all those today that maybe you feel like you're just out and vulnerable. You're in a vulnerable place. Get under the shadow of the Almighty. Just see yourself there under his protective wings, under his, I mean, you're there, but if you don't know that you're there, you're going to feel unprotected. It's like when we went to one of the islands after I retired from the Navy. We moved lock, stock, and barrel over to an island. And immediately, I felt like we were out in outer darkness. And it was... it was a terrible feeling, and I knew that we had gone there, whatever. The Lord was teaching us a lesson or something, but I felt after the whole ordeal was over, after a year, that's when I surrendered to the Lord, after we were done with that nightmare, because it really was a place where, I mean, I felt in my spirit that this must be what it feels like to be cast into outer darkness. You know, to be separated from God and physically, physically without any protection. And I, anyway, I did feel after that, that I was like, okay, God, I'm coming back. And I, you know, I got the picture, and the Lord, you know, really was saying, you know, you really need my permission. His permission before we go and do stuff. You're going into a foreign country and you don't know how things work in that place. But anyway, he protected us while we were there. But I'm just saying about the umbrella. So from that time until now, that was in 1996, that I'm staying under the umbrella. Because I don't ever want to experience that again, that literally feeling like we were cast into outer darkness.
Wow.
And there was no escape from it. But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to go there on that. But
No.
If you ever saw that movie, Midnight Express.
Gosh, I don't remember.
That was, well, because you weren't born yet.
Hey.
I'm too young. I don't remember either. Oh, sorry. I've got to repent now. I told a lie. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord.
You know, I'm thinking about the time that my husband and I and my daughter, our daughter, I believe it's Utah. I hope I have this correct. But we were driving through. And my husband plans these trips that are really by faith. And we go into some places that we're like, I'm like, gosh, there's no one in sight. Like, just you, me, Ariel, and the Lord, you know, and his angels. But it reminded me when we went to one of those places, and we were, you know, where the mountains were and the caves and, you know, all that. And we parked and we were going to camp out in our car, and it got completely dark, right? Really, mm-hmm. really dark. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Karen, like utter darkness, right? And we were in the middle of nowhere and like no sound. No sound at all. And my husband loves that. That's why he loves to spend his time with the Lord, like in the wee hours of the night, you know, because he says there's no sound. Everyone is sleeping. The world shuts down. And so we're in utter darkness. But even though you felt kind of like, ooh, we're by ourselves, like who else is here in this darkness? But it's like, for me, it was so encouraging, because when we looked up, the stars became clearer and clearer to us. And there was, I mean, trillions of stars above that seemed to, if we kept our eyes on that, it just lit every part of the darkness. But when we put like our head down and we saw like around us, it was pitch black. But again, when we raised our eyes up and we saw all the stars, the delight of our God, you know, we saw again what Psalm 19 says, right? And it was just like, wow, God, like how big and how awesome. And there's just no words to describe our God. I mean, we can start, but it's just, so I felt, even though there was darkness around us, I still felt him present. And so anyone who's listening who feels like they're surrounded by darkness or it just feels like a dark time, you know, just seek the light, seek the true light, because of course there's a false light. But he is the light of the world. And if you place your eyes on him, he will, like his word says, light your path up. You know, he will be a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. And no matter how dark it is, his light will scatter darkness.
Amen.
His light will push darkness out of your life. But you need to seek his light.
And you need to know that. You've got to know that you know that you know it. You know, that light is in you. You carry that light. And the darkness, it's written, the darkness has never overcome the light. The darkness has never put it out. You know, whatever wording your Bible says. And for me, right now, he's just impressing light. Be light. Just go be light. Be light. Show my love. Be light.
Yes.
In the darkness. You know, and, you know, so that's the word I'm holding on to at the moment, because there were so many of them.
There
like
is.
I said, things are just happening so fast. As soon as I've grabbed hold of one thing, here comes another. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord, for showing me that. And so, you know, our arms are full. My arms are full. The table is full of God and everything that we need and what he's got. There's a full table in the presence of our enemies, in the presence of this darkness, which is evaporating quickly. So, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We'll take a quick break.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Right, we are back. Let's see.
Amen. Amen.
That
amen.
Went by really quick. Mm. Those little breaks there.
He's quickening us.
Yeah, Cynthia had something you wanted to read.
Yes, please. It's just that I feel we've covered, you know, said a lot and spoken about a lot and covered a lot, but our sister, who's always, you know, with us when she can, Pam, has forwarded some beautiful words that would wrap up some of what we've been saying and open up our hearts and the listener's heart. It would open up the hearts of the listener. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening, please join in with these words of prayer. that Pam has sent us. So, may you feel the peace of God as I read this. It says, Lord, forgive us and reveal your heart to us at a depth we've never known. Give us a deeper new life, a life that is energized and swallowed up by your desire for us to truly know you. Let us respond by giving you our heart and asking you to fill it with the reality of your very self. Bring us to that place that you dream of, Lord. Bring us to that place that is open to the experience, the true experience of your presence. Let us be a blessing to you, not a ritual. Let us surrender into the life that you yearn for us to have with you. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our minds and let the experience of your reality be the energy that drives us deeper into your heart and the blessings of your waiting heart. Oh, hallelujah. Pam, thank you for those words. Mm-hmm. And if you're in agreement with those words, would you please say amen? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Maybe we just need to open it up for prayer, or maybe get some calls in for prayer. You know, like, I don't know.
I won't be able to screen them because they might be calling to pay a bill or something.
This is true.
If somebody were here to answer the phone, we could
I forgot. Yes, there's no one here today.
You could read the beginning if you want.
Yeah, well,
it still follows
you
on.
Know that word that Pam had. Mm-hmm. It's something that, you know, I've been harping for a few weeks about some religious people that want to tell you what to do, like the Pharisees. But so, yeah, at the beginning of this word that Pam had from Hosea 6:6, the Lord says, I want to show love. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me. There's so many different teachings are out there. You need to fast. You need to pray harder or longer. Mm-hmm. You need to do this. You need to do that, all to earn the love of God, all to make us worthy to be in his presence. So now read that scripture again. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me. Can you feel the pain of the Father's heart, the depth of his love for us versus the emptiness of our rituals and required actions? And Pam said, I read the scripture and cry, and I can't comprehend his pain. He's our Father, our Creator. It is he who formed us and breathed his life into us. Try to imagine his unending desire to share his life with us, to share his heart, to share his goodness, his kindness, his understanding, and again, his deep desire for us to be one with him. Forgive us for our denseness.
Yes.
Forgive us for the time not spent with you, for the time not spent in the experience of your heart. Forgive us for making you a requirement, for serving you through fleshly acts and soulish practices and broken promises. And then it goes on where Cynthia had read from. You know, and I know in my own journey with the Lord, you know, that's the kind of attitude that I had. Because, well, you know, you need to pray. You need to read your Bible every day. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though you know theoretically that when you receive Jesus that, you know, your everything's sins are washed away and all that, but then it, you know, you're taught that it becomes a ritual. Mm-hmm. You're taught to do ritual things and, you know, external things and programs and all this other stuff. So many of us, you know, years and years and years of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the Lord's just stripping all that away.
Exactly.
You know, maybe some people got it early, you know, that, well, I don't have to do all that stuff because I know he loves me. And, you know, they already have, you know, followed his lead and were able to be led by the Spirit. But many of us were misdirected and have gone the path of trying to do things. And like people trying to come out of addiction, they're trying in their own strength to come out of addiction rather than surrendering that thing and allowing the Lord to remove it. He's not going to come take it. You've got to give it up, just like we have to continually surrender to the Holy Spirit. But, you know, something, a little beef I have with some people that don't like some of the worship music nowadays, because they said, well, it's all focused on me, 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 you know? And it's like we've got a whole generation of people that have no idea that there's a God in heaven that loves them. And how would... Many of them would not know unless they're hearing songs about that Jesus loves them, that God loves them unconditionally.
Yes.
They may not be worshiping and singing to him, but they're being fed. Their hearts are changing.
Amen.
Their minds are changing.
Amen.
By listening to these songs. And, you know, and isn't it that... You know, the devil does not want people to know who they are in Christ, nor do they does he want them to know the love that God has for them. You know, and it's more than just the scriptures that are written on the book. It's the experience.
Yeah.
The experience of, you know, oh, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called sons of God. You know, how many times have you read that scripture? You're like, okay,
The book of Psalms, you can, it's there for a reason.
Right.
Psalms,
and
sing
you,
it.
You can mentally assent to things. You can mentally agree with stuff.
Yeah.
But the Lord wants you to experience
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's through that intimate relationship, which we're always talking about.
Yeah. And that, you know, you just gave segue to something I've been watching as of lately. And I, you know, and if we're not looking with the Father's eyes and we're not being moved by his heart for people, okay, we will miss what he's really doing. And so... you know, not that everything that is showcased in YouTube, Instagram, you know, it's true or it's false. I'm not here to debate on that. But I do know when the Lord is at work. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching somebody, and his name is Richard Matthews, and he is a new man in Christ. And he's sharing his testimony. He's just really just a... I'm just in awe of God. Anyway, I'm just in awe of God. And he had left the gay lifestyle. And it's interesting that his emphasis is not necessarily again on, you know, sexual immorality. You know, I mean, he's little by little talking about those things, but he said he got it. He became truly born again. And he recognized it's not my identity in this and that and what I'm comfortable with. It's like he said, my identity is in Christ. Amen. Like he literally got it. He said the old Richard is dead. Amen. And the old Richard, amen, is in the ground, guys.
Amen.
And he's saying, you know, things like he made us holy and righteous.
Amen.
And just as he is holy, we are called to be holy. I mean, God is using this life. And when you mention, if we look at the lens of religion, mm-hmm, right, and we look at those lens through those lens, we miss, mm-hmm, truly what God is doing. Because if you go by what he looks like right now, or you go by his maneuvers or how he's speaking, and you just harp on that, mm, again, mm, you're seeing surface. Mm. And God doesn't want us to use surface, mm-mm, our eyes in a surface way. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants us to get the full aerial view. He wants us to get the, mm-hmm, deeper view. Mm-hmm. And so I am just in awe of what he's doing. And I pray for the LGBTQ community. I pray for everyone and anyone. And I'm in the business of my Father. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus said, mm-hmm, I'm about my Father's business. So what is his business? His business is redemption.
Mm-hmm.
His business is salvation. Right. Mm-hmm. His business is reconciliation. Mm-hmm. His business is healing.
To anyone who will receive it. I mean, we're going to see. You can come back in again. I just wanted to say, we're going to see more and more of this radical changes. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, you're going to know that you know that you know. It's going to be no doubt.
Yeah,
this person is saved, whether they're a celebrity, whatever walk of life they come in. I keep saying the good, the bad, and the, yes, ugly are coming. They're coming in, and they're not waiting for a church to or somebody to verify them or clarify them. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah,
is Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, the fisherman did not care. The blind man who had his eyes, you know, could, yeah, suddenly see. He didn't care. All I know is I was blind, but now I see.
Exactly.
You know,
do you, that's,
know
who, him, did
it? No,
that's,
I don't, him, know. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. And this is, again, what we're going to keep seeing.
Yeah.
More and more and more of Scripture.
Yeah.
Scripture, yes, coming to pass.
And, yeah,
and we're going to go, oh, his word said that. Yes, and that happened, and that's written, and that's written, and, yes,
yes, yes.
All of it.
We don't want to be those workers in the vineyard that have been working for 11 hours, and then, yeah, the new ones come in at the last hour, and they get everything in that last hour that we've had,
yes,
that we've had to toil through.
They're coming, wow, with the fullness.
Yes. That's right.
You cannot take it away from them.
That's right.
Because they know that it's,
and it's
certain,
not going to be how what we've had to process over, yeah, the years.
You've got Bible, yeah, study to go through, yeah, and you got to, you know, did you go to the three courses?
Right.
And, you know, no. All I know is that I was blind and now I see.
Absolutely.
You know, that this is the miracles.
Right.
That we're going to see signs and,
yeah,
wonders. You know, yeah, we're going to wonder at the how deeply and really they are changed.
Yeah.
Because there'll be no denying it.
And we can celebrate, like, oh, you're talking,
yeah,
in that. Because I know I'm seeing people, you know, it's random videos, people, yeah, being baptized,
yeah,
and,
yes,
some guy, there's some country picnic somewhere,
mm,
and the guy was like in tears. He said, I can't believe this. He said, we were just here having a picnic and we're baptizing people.
Yes.
And it wasn't a church thing. Yes. It was just him and his wife.
It's
and
being in tune right. with yes. what he's doing at the moment and yielding to it.
And there'll be people who will say, well, do you have any credentials to do?
No, you don't need no credentials.
All I know is that, you know, we were sitting here having a picnic and suddenly.
And that's just, it's
glory.
What God.
Glory.
The things that God is doing right now, I just, you know, I pray that we just be in tune and we just, you know, have our eyes open to what he's doing and listen. If it offends you in any way, if
take
it kind of rubs you the wrong way,
ask the Lord,
ask God to work in your heart.
Please show me.
You know, that's what I do all the time. And I guess then that's when he freely moves through me, because that's my first thing. Ooh, if it offends me in a way, if it just doesn't feel right, Lord, deal with me. You know, deal with me. Because it's interesting how you brought that scripture up. I just love the word of God. And so when anyone mentions something like that, you know, about the workers in the vineyard, you know, guess what? We in this table have been toiling, right, and praying for all these years. Yet we choose to get excited that another worker comes along with us and has only worked an hour when we've been working I don't know how long, and rejoice.
And you know what? Because this is the time for the reaper to overtake the sower.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that's what is coming into.
Yes.
You know, when the reaper overtakes the sower, you know.
That's a beautiful picture.
And it's
God. Because it's God's way. And you know, he has an upside down kingdom. It's not the kingdom of this world. He's not going to do things the way you're expecting it to be done. He's not going to follow like religiosity or a certain method that's been established by man. He is going to follow his pattern, the Ancient of Days, like the original intent, his pattern.
Thank you,
no
Jesus.
Matter what. So we rather just submit to it.
Amen.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
You know, the last thing I would like to say is that the video with these two lesbian couples that got delivered through this ministry, not this ministry, a ministry, and they were standing there with each other, two on one side, two on the other, and they were, the two of them said, we were married, but we're going through the divorce now, and we've both surrendered to Jesus. We're no longer in a relationship. And the other ones were, well, we didn't get married, but we've already surrendered to Jesus.
Amen.
And they received full deliverance. And you can see the joy of the Lord flowing through their lives.
Beautiful.
And the testimonies. And that's what the religious devil does not want you to see. He wants you to, you know, judge them for their lifestyle.
He doesn't want us to see the broken can be restored
and
be put back together by God Almighty.
Amen.
And that we all have that opportunity.
And there's more to come. There's more to come. Every it's just intensifying more and more.
Amen.
You know, we're just seeing so much.
Yep. So we're out of time.
Gosh.
So we'll have to. We'll talk next week again, maybe.
I hope we made sense.
Because there's so much.
Yes,
there's so just much. So much that it's hard to contain.
We
All
love
right.
you.
God bless, and we'll see you next week. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.